Welcome, everyone. So disclaimer, yada, yada, yada. This is information, not medical advice. If you have a health condition, talk to your doctor before making any changes. Avoid exposure to toxins, right? That's the first step. You want to have people eating a high nutrient content diet. Lots of sea vegetables, lots of green leafies, lots of good stuff. High fiber diet, right? If you want to detox, you've got to have fiber. You've got to be moving your bowels. And one of the most common causes of constipation is stagnant liver. So you want to be getting those bowels moving, and keeping your diet high in fiber is going to keep the bowels moving so you can get the toxins out. Better out than in, right? Optimizing your digestion, of course, so you can extract as much nutrition from the food as you possibly can. And then exercise. It can be yoga, it can be running, it can be bicycling, whatever you choose. Of course, pure water, pure air, and reduced stress. You've heard that over and over again. Pure water, pure air, and reduced stress is a prescription for health. So some daily detox activities you can teach people to do, you can share with them what to do, is skin brushing. And that's where you do dry skin brushing. You brush yourself before you take a shower, and then you shower it off, and it increases the circulation. It's just really outstanding for the body. Tongue cleaning. I use one of those tongue scrapers twice a day. You scrape off whatever gunk is on your tongue. Keeps it nice and pink and clean. And the circulation to it is phenomenal. Saunas and steam baths. Those are good daily activities. You're not going to necessarily do those every day, but skin brushing and tongue cleaning, you certainly can. Saunas and steam baths would probably be relegated to the once or twice a week kind of range, although you can get the best results by doing them six times a week. So let's talk a little bit about using limonene for detox. Limonene, as I said earlier, is that essential oil of lemon or lime that's in the skin of the, and it's in the peel, and it's extracted out, and it's a really good liver detox support. And then promoting the glutathione, potent antioxidant, limonene is really good for helping you to make more glutathione. Enhances both phase one and phase two, so it's not one that's going to push phase one at the expense of phase two. And it can float on the surface of the stomach lining to protect it from gastric juices. So I just really, really like the limonene, and I use a little bit of lemon oil in my water every morning, and I love the way it just wakes up my digestive tract. The reason I created the AM Gut Rejuvenator, I actually put this together after I went to an herbalist conference, and they were talking about how to wake up the digestion, and it was peppermint oil and lemon oil first thing in the morning, and then both of them are really great for the liver for detoxification. So I love this drink, and everybody that I've put on it absolutely loves it. This is a starting point for you for a daily detox schedule. You're going to be adding things to it, taking things away, based on who you're working with and what they need. But overall, if you get them started with that 16 to 32 ounces of water every morning, instead of starting with the cup of coffee and the bagel, right? That's going to wake up their digestive tract. It's going to stimulate their detox. It's really an awesome way to start the day. And like I said, just about everybody that has tried this, there's been very few people who have said, in fact, I think I said one that said, hey, I could take it or leave it. So green breakfast. I love people to start the day with a green breakfast. And it could be a green smoothie, a green juice, a green soup. It could be steamed vegetables. It could be a green powder. But why not start the day with lots of nutrition? What other food is going to provide you with the level of nutrition as green? And I know a lot of you will do it during a detox, or you'll do it when you're doing Before Be Gone, and then you get out of that mode. But every day, that should become like their standard. And the chia seeds are just a great addition to it because of the staying power. They last for a long time. They help to bring down the blood sugars. They help to increase the sensitivity of the insulin receptors. They're filling and they're loaded with omega-3. So why not start the day with green and omega-3? If there's other stuff that they're going to add to it, so be it. But you start them with green and chia seed minimally and see where it goes. Most people that I've worked with have switched to, that's their breakfast. That's just the way they do it. Doing heart math before each meal so that you bring your cortisol levels down, so that you enhance the digestion. Right? A lot of the toxins that are getting produced are coming from the gut. It's coming from leaky gut. It's leaking in. It's coming from undigested, poorly digested putrefaction products in the gut. Most people don't digest. Chew, or blend the food, because you need to absorb the nutrients from the food. I like to get people on 4 cups of brassicas a day. There are going to be exceptions. There's people who don't tolerate them well. There's people who, for whatever reason, genetic or otherwise, don't handle all that sulfur or the methyl. Or they do have some issues with their thyroid, and they're amongst the rare ones that can't handle 4 cups of brassicas. Quite frankly, when you look at the studies, they were done on rats, and the amount of brassicas that were given those rats isolated, it wasn't even brassicas, it was the isolated isothiocyanate from the equivalent of these huge volumes of brassicas that were more than what they weighed. And as humans, I don't know about you, but I don't think I could eat over 100 pounds a day of brassicas, but that's what the equivalent was in these little rats. So, and the studies they did with humans where they took them and fed them like the equivalent of 3 or 4 containers of broccoli sprouts every day, nothing happened. They measured them. So I think it's a little bit overrated, but of course everybody has to proceed with caution. If you're starting to see hypothyroid signs when you're doing a lot of brassicas, then you cut back. So the broccoli sprouts are pretty incredible, and I interviewed Dr. Thomas Loda, who's a integrative oncologist on my radio show, and he said he finds that the seeds themselves, broccoli seeds, the most important nutrient you can give for improving phase 2 detoxification. He said it really gets in there. You just take the 2 seeds, you grind them up, you stick them in your smoothies, drink them down. I haven't gotten into the habit because I have to go out and buy more, but it certainly sounds easy enough. I've made a few little mixtures that were milk thistle ground up with the broccoli seeds with some seasonings. It was pretty darn yummy. And it works. So milk thistle seeds as well, you can grind them up, you can put them into things. I like to get things as much as food as possible, rather than a lot of pills and a lot of potions. And greens at every meal and exercise. So if you're going to be putting somebody, this is for everyday detox, so if you're going to be putting somebody on a cleansing program, you're going to be doing more dramatic things. Okay, if you add this everyday routine to some skin brushing, even if they only do it a few days a week, some saunas, sweating, exercise, jumping on the rebounder, you're going to get them so that they're just detoxing consistently. So that when you do put them on a set detox program, if you do, then they'll be way ahead of the game and they won't be likely to experience a lot of the uncomfortable symptoms. We're going to talk to you about those uncomfortable things and how you can recognize when there's a problem and how to deal with some of the uncomfortable symptoms that people have. So what's the biggest mistake? The mistakes that people make when they're detoxing. I think for one, they go too fast. Sometimes people just jump right into it. Somebody says, hey, come on a detox. I've seen it. I've seen people come on my green cleanse that way, where last week they were smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee and eating burgers, and this week they're just going to do greens all week. They didn't phase in. So that's why we added an extra week to the program to help them to phase in and to get, you know, going. And we also kind of gave them a pathway where they didn't have to, don't go the full round of just drink green smoothies or green juices all week, and go with a lighter cleanse. And so the next time and the next time and the next time, they could go deeper and deeper and deeper. So they go too fast. A lot of people don't address the stress. They go on a detox, whether it's a juice cleanse or a water fast or, you know, a beverage, ultra clear beverage cleanse or some sort of a cleanse, detox. And they're still in the same job, they're still dealing with all the hassles, they're still developing, creating all these endotoxins from the stress. And they work too hard. It's really nice if you can get them to schedule a time that they can slow down. The ideal is to just stop. For me, what was life-changing was 30 years ago, 28 years ago, it was a long time ago. Yeah, 28 years ago. I was fed up with all the health problems. I was fed up with the runaround. I was fed up with trying this and that and only getting temporary relief. And I got introduced to the concept of toxicity, the concept of, you know, we're toxic. That's what causes a lot of our symptoms. And I did a fast. I went away to a fasting retreat. I actually spent a lot longer there than I expected to. I thought it was just going to be for a couple of weeks. I ended up doing a 28-day water fast. Okay. I didn't go jump into it too fast. I had been really working on myself up until then, but it was dramatic. I breezed through it. I didn't have any major lightheaded headaches, nausea. I wasn't throwing up like some of the people were. I would get up and go, wow, I feel like going for a run. And then I'd try to, and I go, well, I'm a little bit weak to do that, and I won't. But the point was, I wasn't working. And they cautioned me, because I would get up and go walking. Don't do it too much. You're going to thwart your detox. You want all your body's resources to be put towards taking care of you, cleaning house, being kind. Well, long story short, I listened. I did exercise more than I should have, but it didn't hurt me. Finished the cleanse, 92 pounds. Everybody was freaked out when I went home. However, I felt better than I had in my life, and I never looked back. It's never gone back. It's only gone up. Yeah, I had a lot of tweaking to do as to what the right diet exactly was for me, what the right proportion of food. But the point was, I got away. So even if you can encourage people to just take a long weekend and do a cleanse, it's really, really going to help them if they could just lay around and just not have much responsibility. Take vacation days to do it. One of the things that people don't do is keeping the colon clean. I didn't do that for this fast that I did. It was a natural hygiene center, and they were of the belief that you just drink water and allow nature to take its course. So I went 26 days without a bowel movement. Still, I felt fine, which was great. I mean, I had a couple the first few days, and so, but it was kind of odd. So I think keeping the colon clean is really good. Enemas are probably good. Colonics, whatever. Dr. Lodi really encourages coffee enemas, which I'm still out on the fence on, but he explained it in a very compelling way about the specific type of coffee that you use and the way that it really stimulates that things too. So I'm on the fence about that because I haven't researched it enough or tried it enough. But I think enemas and clean, keeping your colon clean is really important. When people don't, then they just keep recycling all the toxins that they're pulling out of storage and not giving the liver extra help. So even during green cleanse, we give people a list of foods that enhance your detox. So we say, incorporate some of these into your smoothies or your salads, dandelions and burdock root and things like that. And that helps to support the liver to get, and milk thistle seeds even. So how do you tell the difference between a detox and a crisis? I know people who go on a raw foods diet and they're 6 months later, they're saying, oh, I'm still detoxing, I have still this and still that. And they're constantly detoxing. I don't think that's right. A healing crisis is intense, but short. A crisis where your body just can't handle these toxins that have been stewed up and it's getting into trouble lasts a lot longer. If you have a really intense headache or you have really bad doubling over bowel pains or other things happening during a cleanse, it's really intense, but it's short, it's more likely to be a detox reaction. But if it keeps going on, your body's in crisis and you need to support it better. The healing crisis comes on and leaves quickly. Comes on, leaves quickly. You may come into it and out of it several times, but you feel better afterwards. If you feel worse and worse and worse and worse, it's not a detox, it's a crisis. And this book called The Healing Crisis by Bruce Feith really spells it out really well. Really, it's easy to read, it's short, it's sweet, and I think your people can get a lot out of it. You recommend that they do that. And you read it too so that you get, are they going into crisis or are they going into detox? Optimizing detoxification. How do we do that? How do we optimize detoxification? Same stuff we've been talking about. Avoid exposure, high nutrient content diet, high fiber diet, optimize digestion, exercise, pure water, pure air, reduce stress.